Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our Hump Day Live studio audience is a little quiet right now because they just realized their taxes went up, so did the cost of gas. Most of the products they buy, the services they use, they were added to the no-fly list, and Twitter suspended their account. Today's topics on episode 151, social media tips, purpose-driven life, live your potential, outsourcing and marketing, delivered by the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, Benjamin Kepner, social media marketing, JP Kim, intentional creativity and collaborative coaching, Virginia Prodan, how to live a life of significance, and Preston Weeks, outsourcing and marketing and multiplying your business. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And I spent the past couple days with GoDaddy getting everything finally situated, cleaned up. It was a mess. The censorship kings just hate my platform. So should be much more user-friendly and a lot faster for everybody. So let's get this Wednesday working. Play a little bit longer version of that because it's very appropriate. So we're here on this platform to try to get you out of that 9-to-5 and get you on a pattern for success. Also, yesterday was Dolly Parton's birthday. She's 75 years old and an amazing woman, amazing career, and a very solid patriot. So we love her. That was actually one of the first movies I remember watching. Definitely one of my favorites, Dolly Parton. Oh, what a sad day today is, a sad tyranny day. Biden was sworn in, and he's right now in the process of undoing many actions that made America great again. I'm not going to let these power-hungry, patriot-hating censorship encouragers keep me down, though. I'm going to be louder and prouder than ever before. Probably going to get kicked off all the social media platforms now. All of them have censored me. They hate patriotism. And like I said, I'm going to be louder and prouder than ever before, and I'm going to take this platform to the next level starting today, especially with our fabulous four guests that we have today. Since you need to make more money because you're going to be giving it to the government and getting big corporations because you're paying more in taxes, it's more important than ever to bring you the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about and how to make that happen. So join us in this quest to take your business and life to the next level since we're all in this together. Remember, it's just us, the American people. No one else is looking out for you.
We're all in this together for real. This, saving the Republic, we are the answer to this. It's we the people. What we've really learned in all this is we can't rely on SCOTUS. We can't rely on the governors. We can't rely on the courts, right? Can't rely on the media, nothing. The only thing we can rely on is each other. Fellow patriots, we are the answer. We are the people who have come to save ourselves. we are the Kraken. And we the people will save this country together.
Today's topic, social media tips, purpose-driven, live your life. Live your potential. Sorry about that, guys. Outsourcing and marketing. This is our live segment of Purpose Driven Partners. We're going live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose driven people. Share their stories, passions to provide real life, tangible takeaways. We made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. Good people doing good business and good things. You're going to meet four of them today. So if you're looking for some motivation, inspiration, valuable information mixed with a little entertainment, you can listen to us live or go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the Partners and Patriots tab to meet our partners, see the topics, and listen to the shows and meet our partners. And all of their information, all the guests today is on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You just click their company name next to their name. And you'll go right to their website. Yeah, making it easy for you. We want to make things happen in your world.
Everything's home.
All right, I'm going to skip over a couple things real quick, though. I just want to let you know that we do have our monthly contest. What we do is we give you a free giveaway. All you need to do to enter is rate, review, and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast player. Or comment and share our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. Just a couple clicks and a little bit of typing. Just a little bit of typing. We've got a little delay here to people. And you get one entry to win our monthly prize. Do multiple times, multiple entries. We were giving away Amazon gift cards. Can't support them. They shut down companies. Not cool, guys. So we're going to do $50 in cash. I will mail you a check if you win. That way you can choose the company you want to support. So again, just rate, review, subscribe to our show. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I put a little convenient graphic at the top of rate and review. And all the tabs to subscribe are there also. So nice and easy, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All right, let's get this show on the road. Today's topic, social media tips, purpose-driven, live your potential, outsourcing and marketing. First up, Mr. Benjamin Kepner. He's the CEO of Global Social Media Marketing. Audience, I know you're sad you're paying more in taxes, but Mr. Benjamin Kepner is going to show you how you can make some more money so it won't feel so bad. So why don't you give him a round of applause? Benjamin, it is time to take everybody's business to the next level. We got to start making some more money today, sir.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's ready to go for the new year and go from surviving to thriving, right?
Yeah, it's time. Most people by this point in January have, I believe it's like 50% have already fallen off the wagon on their New Year's resolutions. So we got to get everybody back on track. We got 11 and a half months, 11 and a half months to go. So what are we going to be doing with social media? I know that you are sounded like from some of the emails I saw, you've got some really exciting new things going on with your company.
Yeah, for sure. So I was actually on one of the earlier podcast episodes. I think it was end of November, early December, and you asked some really good, just kind of basic social media questions on, you know, what people should be doing and where they should be spending their time. And really for us as a social media company, I think an insightful thing that maybe a lot of people aren't thinking of right now is YouTube. I found that YouTube is a social media platform that's really just exponentially growing right now. A lot of people are watching more videos, and the advertising capability there is are really phenomenal in the fact that you can target around, similar to Google, kind of that search intent versus maybe some of the advertising that you might see on social media on like Facebook or Instagram, where you're doing more interest and you're kind of interrupting people in their news feeds.
So how are we targeting them through? Is it the keyword searches that you put in, or are you able to do something a little different? Little tricks. Mm-hmm. I love these tips and tricks.
Yeah. So as far as like tips and tricks for YouTube advertising, I would say start with the Google Keyword Planner. It's a free tool that you can use in the Google Ads platform. So you just have to create a Google Ads account and you'll get access to the Keyword Planner. This tool allows you to see exactly how many people are searching Google every month for a given keyword. So, for example, if I was searching for patriotism and I wanted to know how many people are searching for that in the United States, it would maybe come back and say, hey, there's 5,000 people searching every month for this, and this is how much you can expect to pay to be the number one ad in search results on YouTube for that to click. And you know, a lot of people are not running YouTube ads right now. There's tons of Google advertisers, but they maybe don't have the skill set to make videos, so they don't have videos to work with. And then maybe you've got the Facebook and Instagram people that are really creative and they're really good at videos and stuff, but they don't know how to do the keyword research, or they don't know how to target more based on search intent. So I think YouTube is really that happy medium in the social media space right now. It's a combination of data, keyword search intent combined with creative videos.
So the cost of advertising, how bad is it? It's, you know, I know that if we're going to try to get up, obviously on the top, you're talking about a lot of money. So for the smaller business entrepreneur, somebody that, you know, doesn't have a big budget, what kind of, like, is there a kind of an estimated number you can give so they at least can put that in their brain and go, maybe not this month, but that's something I can work towards next month.
Yeah, so the average small business owner in the United States right now is roughly spending about $400 a month in paid advertising on YouTube. That number is almost about double on other platforms like Facebook or Instagram, mainly because those platforms are well adopted. And a lot of business owners, for whatever reason, when they think of social media advertising, they always kind of flock to Facebook and they forget everything else. So those are some kind of benchmark numbers for you, $400 a month for YouTube and $800 a month for kind of Facebook, Instagram.
$400 is not bad. That's actually realistic. I mean, just consider years ago when people were doing traditional ads, and those were unbelievably expensive. So $400, but you could be really strategic on who you're targeting. So you're actually going right to your audience as opposed to, let's just say, like, old school newspaper ad where you're just hoping somebody sees it that has an interest in what you're promoting.
Right. Yeah. And those numbers that I gave too, those are like, you know, the minimum or, you know, roughly around the average small business owner. So if you have more budget to pay more, obviously your results will be better, but it's always best. My advice or tip is to start small, get some data, let your ads run for at least 2 weeks to a month, and then readjust. See, you know, what was relevant? Did you get leads from any of the ads? What was your click-through rates? Hopefully what you're striving towards with social media and any platform is you're going to be starting with a cold audience, but you'll hopefully be moving that audience into a warm audience through engaging, providing value, and then eventually hopefully turning it into a hotter audience where they actually have that intent to buy your service or product.
Now, as part of your service, we were talking about the costs to have you guys do the social media marketing per month, and it wasn't bad. I think we were at about $1,500 to $2,000, and then they get somebody mm-hmm. assigned to them that's full-time, that's working on the account. So obviously the ad costs
right.
are extra, but would the ad efforts or the ad work be included in that? And then just the, like I said, the advertising costs is additional.
Yeah, so our 2021 prices today are we charge $1,500 per month to run your advertising efforts, whether it's to get sales, revenue, likes, website traffic, whatever your business goals are. We charge that for every other social media platform except for YouTube and Google. And the reason why we charge the $2,000 price point for Google and YouTube is because it also involves that keyword research, which a lot of people don't know how to do. We have our own kind of proprietary process for that I've developed. And we find that the leads or the sales that we get from YouTube and Google are usually higher quality because it's more around search intent. So that's our monthly pricing. That will include, you know, creating the campaigns, the funnels, the creative, all of that stuff. And then, as you mentioned, the ad spend is something where we just tell the client, hey, you're going to be paying Facebook directly. You're going to be paying Google directly. you'll just hook your credit card up there, and you let us know what your ad spend is. And I told them the same answer that you asked me, you know, how much should I spend? Here's what the average is spending. Here's, you know, what I see your competitors spending. So you want to kind of try to be within that average. If you have more than that, then great. Then you're really giving yourself a chance to be successful.
So how do you feel about the other platforms, at least at Facebook and Instagram? Twitter doesn't seem like it's a big promotional site. There's just a lot of noise on Twitter. So is it primarily, if they're not going to be doing the YouTube, the Facebook and Instagram is where you focus most of your attention on?
Yeah, so I would say Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube are the three social media advertising channels where we're getting the best results. Funny enough, really the main reasoning behind that is not because I'm necessarily an expert on those channels. I like to think I am, but I think the main reason is just because they're the biggest audiences, right? If you look at those ones that I just named, Facebook is the third most visited website in the world. They have billions of users. Instagram is now, you know, nearing that billion mark. Facebook owns Instagram, super hot for the younger generation, also in the top 10 websites visited in the world. And then, you know, I think YouTube is that one that everybody forgets about for whatever reason. It's the number two visited website in the world, and there's actually 6 billion videos that get uploaded every day to YouTube. So those channels just have the largest audiences, and they have the largest advertising capabilities, also backed by the largest technology companies or most profitable tech companies in the space.
6 billion, that's unbelievable. That's per day, set of videos that get uploaded. So is it when you hear a number like that, you're thinking, God, I'm just going to get lost with my little budget of $400.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think, well, you know, there's advertising, and then there's, like, you know, good content value that you promote with the advertising. So some people don't go in the attempt working with us of actually providing value to their audience. They're just trying to go for the quick wins, right? Lead sales, things like that. But if you're looking at social media as more of a long-term play, as something that's really going to, you know, have traction for your business and is going to be a focus in your marketing strategy, then, you know, you want to create content for things that people are actually interested in or searching for. So, again, that's why Google and YouTube are really nice. Like, there are videos today. Funny enough, I released a for anybody that owns a store out there, right? We know a lot of business owners, their brick and mortar shops have been closed, shut down, based on, you know, what state you're in. Really kind of weird last year for those people. Facebook created Facebook shops last year. Instagram has Instagram shops now. You can literally buy products through social media. It's called social commerce is the correct term for that, where you're not buying from an online website or portal or something like that. It's coming from social media. And to that point of like, hey, I don't have money to advertise, I released a video on how to create a Facebook shop tutorial on our YouTube channel, didn't put any promotion on it, and it's already gotten 400 views doing no promotion in about a month. So I think that's a great example, success story of on YouTube. If you can find a topic that people are really interested in and you can title it in the right way of how somebody would be searching for that. And maybe if it's a new thing, like Facebook shops, it's a great example. It's a brand new thing. There's not a lot of videos right now on YouTube about Facebook shops. You could create a video like that, and then a year or two from now, it could really take off. We have a video that I created on Google Hangouts to do video conference calls, and we know how everyone's doing video conference calls. That video maybe had 3,000-4,000 views. Just right around when things started to kind of break out in the U.S. around March, that video today, a year later, now has 140,000 views. So
wow.
That's just showing you that YouTube is one of those platforms where you don't necessarily have to have a promotional advertising strategy. It will help. But if you focus more on the content and the answer that you can solve for what somebody might be typing into YouTube, you could actually rank that video and it could be very successful very quickly within a year or two.
So the video you did, was it just you going in front of a camera, or was it more of a full production where, you know, you've got stuff coming across the screen, you know, a little bit fancier, where you paid a decent amount of money to have the video made?
Yeah, so, I mean, on that Google Hangouts video, funny enough, all I did was hop in a Google Meet call or a Zoom, film myself, screen record, and published. That was it. So the very low production quality, I think that made the video itself in about an hour and a half, and it's our most successful video on our YouTube channel. So if you're worried
about... What's the name
of
the video? Because I want people to go to it to see how simple it was to do, so maybe they could get, kind of think about that for their strategy rather than saying, you know, I got to pay somebody to do the video, but you didn't even go in front of the camera. You said you did it. You just filmed your screen, right? It's like a real how to. What's the name of the video?
So the name of the video is how to do a Google Hangouts video call tutorial 2019. And the video has only been out for roughly about a year and a half. And that video has 140,000 views with very, very little promotion. I did promote it eventually because I realized, wow, like people are watching this. I should let it get more traction. And that's what really, I think, kind of, you know, to my point, it's like you can make a video, see after a few months if it's getting traction. And then if you see that it's getting a lot of views or you're getting traction, put a small budget behind it. I think we spent $1,000 total on that video over the course of the year. So what's that like less than $100 a month. Now I've got 140,000 viewed video on YouTube. It's actually the number one search result on YouTube. If you were to type in Google Hangout video call, we're the number one search result.
That's unbelievable. See, the simple things that people just don't know on the back end on how all these platforms really work is just, it's fascinating. You know what I mean? Like you said, it wasn't expensive. And the amount of people now that are exposed to your company, not to mention, you probably picked up a bunch of subscribers too.
Yeah, definitely. That video alone got us 980 subscribers. So that's another, you know, success story of you're just one video away from ranking to change your business or your life. I mean, this video alone, it contributed to, you know, almost half of the people that now follow our YouTube channel and now are watching all of our videos. And, you know, I've helped a lot of people, right? Like I've helped a lot of people learn how to use that video conference tool. And they watch the video not because of the production value, but because of the content value. How mm-hmm. was I helping them with that video? And was there an interest in that topic of that video? And there are people that are searching for Google Hangouts. You know, it's one of the core G Suite products now. There's like somewhere around 500, 200,000 people that are searching for how to do this every month. So that's why this video has really taken off.
Amazing. Amazing. Benjamin, can you give your best access to you, if it was website, or how do you want people to find you? Because, they don't have to do this alone. You can do it for them. And it's not that expensive. We've already discussed the cost. It's very affordable.
Yeah, for sure. So you can feel free to check out our company website. It is globalsocialmediamarketing.com. You can feel free to reach out to me there too. I know that you're going to include my information in the show notes. If you want to shoot me an email, maybe I caught your attention on YouTube or you're looking to expand in social media advertising, that's what we do at our company. My email is benjamin.kepner@globalsocialmediamarketing.com. I know it's the longest email forever, but you'll remember it hopefully. And a lot of people too, when they're like looking at social media solutions, you know, you might have looked at an independent contractor or some agency that has nothing, you know, no name in their brand.
They're disasters. I don't even want people to even go to Upwork, go to Fiverr. Don't even bother. It's just disaster. You lose money. Just call Benjamin and go to his website. Just make it simple, guys. That's from experience. It's going to be totally blah. I'm saving you time, aggravation, money. Just contact him and you guys can work it out that way. That's the best way to go about it. Benjamin, thank you much for coming on. I have a full page of notes, and you and I still need to have a conversation. Give me definitely. I'll reach out next week because I need to get you guys working with me to get things to the next level too. Like I said, I in the beginning of the show, I'm taking it to the next level, and in order to do that, you got to bring on the right team. You're the right man to do the job. So I appreciate your content. Yeah, full page of notes.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for having me, and thanks out to all the listeners out there, and have a great rest of the episode.
I appreciate it, and we will talk to you next month. I can only imagine what kind of tips you're going to give then.
Okay, sounds great. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Benjamin. All right, guys, it's 12:25, and I did kind of want to give you a little heads up. Randy Miller, he lost his mom this week. He was going to be a guest on the show. He is a really good partner of ours, so just my condolences go out to him, and you guys can throw out a prayer or two. That would be great. Tough time for him. I can emotionally say mom and die, and there I go. Sorry about that. All righty, let's get things back on track here. Next guest, Ms. J.P. Kim. Oh, she is a classic. J.P. Kim is the founder of The World with J.P. Kim, a place to matter your world intentionally with visionary artwork classes and intentional creativity and collaborative coaching. Ms. J.P., how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Call me Jenny. And,
Jenny.
I love that we're getting into it with the names because, you know, there's so many things that hold entrepreneurs back. And, you know, you were just talking, what was the last guest's name?
Benjamin.
I loved hearing your conversation with Benjamin and, you know, how there's like just so much opportunity. And a lot of times we can get hung up on things that hold us back rather than focusing on what can expand our ideas or what can expand our businesses or what can help us scale up and out. And, you know, it could be as simple as a name, you know, not having settled on, you know, what to call oneself, which is kind of where I'm at, you know, so to be completely like frank and honest, I go by Jenny. A lot of people know me as Coach Jenny. But yeah, JP Kim was an art moniker that I had for many years, and a lot of people knew me as that, and I just didn't feel I don't feel married to that anymore as I transition within my career and within my life. And that could be something where I could be like, well, you know, I don't know what to call myself, so I should go into hiding until I do. And that's a bit of resistance that I'm not going to answer, that I'm not going to allow for, because I get to keep moving forward and supporting people on their entrepreneurial journeys, you know, no matter what.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good attitude to have, because you don't have to be finished, because we're never finished, right? We're constantly changing,
right,
and moving and grooving and evolving. And so nothing's ever going to be perfect. We're never going to be done doing what we're doing. So don't let that hold you back to wait for the perfect moment. And meanwhile, you know, a month goes by. So as you're transitioning,
right,
to what name or in all the different things that you're doing, you're still going. And you're like, all right, so some people are still calling me JP. Some are calling me Jenny. It doesn't really matter. Just call me. Just
right.
I'll answer to whatever. Just let me know what I'm supposed to answer to. I don't really care. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I just want to talk to you.
Right, and I know I'm still effective. You know, it's the hang-ups, like the reasons why some entrepreneurs are not making money and others are, really comes down to that mindset. You know, that piece that is either allowing them to step forward or holding them back. And really, like, getting into, like, what is that piece? And where is that getting in your way? Like, that's the gold, you know, being able to look at that and continue taking committed action on what it is that you're wanting to, on how it is that you're wanting to serve, how you can serve others, how you can still generously give of yourself and of your gifts. That allows you to continue moving in spite of all of those other things.
Well, and I think part of the problem that we all have is that we're constantly doing, right? Or whether it is busy work, which a lot of times things seem to go, you're like, God, I worked 10 hours today, but what did I really do? You know, and then it's almost like you were saying, because you're all about purpose and purpose driven. And
yeah.
We don't take the time out, and this is what we talked about the last time you were on. We don't necessarily take that time out moment to figure out what it is that we should be focusing on, what it is that we really should be doing to get our business to the next level, to deliver really the talents that we have, and also targeting or focusing on who our audience really needs to be and where they are. You know, Benjamin, we were talking about social media. It's like, where are these people? I know they know when they want to hear what I have to say, but how do I find them? And then what am I really going to tell them? So do you want to elaborate a little bit about that? Because since you're going through a little bit transition, a little bit of refocused branding, when you did kind of decide to make that change, what was the timeout process that you took to really reevaluate and reposition so then you could be laser focused and target and approach the right people with the right information message that you have?
So that's a really interesting question. And I don't think that there's like this time out. It's more of like a time in, but you Ooh. Get to still be connected. So if there are people that you're servicing, you know, like you have an audience for your radio show. I have an audience, you know, for my Facebook, for the different videos that I put out, you know, like if you do have that connection and you maintain that connection, even if it gets kind of cold, to just always be in a space of integrity and to let people know what's going on. So that time in, you can say, hey, I'm taking time to reevaluate, you know, who I am and what I get to offer right now and the way in which I'm going to offer it. And I would love for your feedback. Like, what is it that you need support on? So to really reach out and stay in touch while you're focusing in. So like when I ask those questions, that is some of the things that I get back are, for instance, self-doubt. So there's a lot of people that feel like a fraud. Like they feel like I want to do this, but I feel like I'm not who I need to be or who I want to be. You know, so there's a lot of self-doubt or this like undervaluing oneself. So that they are giving away their service for free because they don't have a high level of self-worth. And so in so doing that, you know, that's obviously another thing that might be holding one back. Or even like all of those things can also fall into that space of just not being consistent, not taking consistent committed action. So like what's really needed is to have some kind of accountability or support and a continued connection. And then when you go in with that time in, when you ask that question, like a time out, when I think of time in, I almost think of like, I'm really visual. So I'm visualizing this farm, like let's picture a field. And on the field, you know, the field was once very fertile and was growing all these beautiful vegetables, right? But then there comes a time where it needs to lay fallow. And during that period of time, it's re-nurturing itself. So it is still fertile, but it's a time for it to, you know, to just like compost what was there and then to see what it's ready to grow. And during that period of time, you know, you can be mindful and intentional about it. Okay, I'm going to take this time to go inward and then really take care about what seeds I want to plant. And then with those seeds, of course, there's different kinds of nurturing. So it is this cycle, and wherever you are on that cycle, if you stay connected to those that you want to serve or those that you're calling in, I think that it's just this continual process that can keep going, that can keep moving forward. It doesn't have to be this stopping or disappearing act type of thing, type of situation.
So what would you suggest for, like I was discussing with Benjamin, we're 4 weeks into the year, most people have fallen off the resolution bandwagon, and it's time to almost, it's time to get back on track. You know, we got to get recentered and focused back into, like I said, a consistency or a routine, or who really is the audience or what do they really want to hear. So after they listen to this, let's give them some action items in order to make that happen, either in their business or in their personal life, where they know that something needs to change. There's no reason to
so I think
struggle.
There's,
and, and live in a world that you don't want to be in. So there's no reason, you know, if you're going to matter your world intentionally, well then what do we want them to do to make that happen?
So the first thing is that to let go of shame. Let go of shame and punishment and self-doubt and making yourself wrong. So if you feel like you're in the space of like, I had declared I was going to do X and, you know, and now I've like fallen and I'm not doing X, know that like to believe that this whatever is going on right now is perfect. It's just perfect how it is. And by having that feeling, that's an indication of an emotion that's carrying information for you. And if that emotion is, I want to be in a different place right now, then guess what? You get to do that. You get to then look at that and be like, oh, okay, so this place isn't working for me. That resolution maybe didn't work for me. Maybe a different method will work, like being doing something creative to look at where, you know, what is it that you are wanting to be, like how, you know, that being versus doing. What is it that you want to create in ways of being? You know, is it that you want to be joyful and connected and loving and rigorous and committed? And, you know, like what are these are things that are coming, you know, just came out of me. That's because that's how I want to be. And so to just be in touch with that and declare that this is how I'm going to be, and then let doing come from there. So, you know, in that being, what is it that one wants to do? And then I feel like in that way, it can grow in a way that's more organic and feels different. It feels rather than like a have to or a must or a should, and turns into a get to. And when you're in the energy of getting to, there's some excitement and lightness and love that's there that you want to stay with, versus being in that space of like, darn, I didn't do it again. I'm failing. It's just a completely different, it's a shift. So I'm inviting everybody to that shift.
And then it's important that once you make a commitment, you stick with it. And that, I think that's the part that people waver on, or maybe they forget. But once you make a commitment and you move forward with that, that helps with the shift. Things will start to line up more so, because that's the direction you want to go, but you have to make that commitment. It can't be, you know, to say it bluntly, it can't be half-assed. It's got to be, you got to be all in.
Yes, and. So commitments, declarations, promises, these are all things that are like, that carry the strength of our word. And so if we break our word, it starts to deteriorate our belief in ourselves. And so what I'd like to say about commitment is, yeah, we get to make a commitment. We get to declare what we want. We get to make promises to ourselves. And, you know, if something comes up where that commitment needs to shift, or the way in which we had purposed it isn't working, we get to renegotiate before we fail, in other words. So, like, when we make a commitment, the thing that I really love is to say, okay, what by when? You know, like you and I said, we're going to have this conversation today. We're going to talk today, and we're going to just leave it open and, like, you know, let spirit speak through us about what's important to talk about right now. So it took like a lot of pressure off of like, oh, you know, needing to prepare, it has to be this or that. But we knew that we were going to talk at this time today, you know, to what by when, or like if someone's going to lose weight, like I'm letting go, I'm releasing the weight that I put on during quarantine and some from beforehand as well. So I was like in December, I'm like, I'm going to lose 15 pounds by March 23rd, right? And so along that journey, you know, I'm figuring out what works, but I've made that declaration. if for some reason, you know, I want it to be more or less or need to change it, then I can renegotiate. Okay, instead of March 23rd, maybe I want it to be March 25th. But to say it before you get to that time, to do that renegotiation so that your word is powerful and carries strength and you develop a trust and belief in yourself.
I like that. I like that you're so you're not so hard, you know, how should I say this? Don't beat yourself up and don't be so hard on yourself. Make realistic expectations. You did March for 15 pounds. That's realistic. If you said, you know, in a week or 2 weeks or even a month, that's not realistic, you know, but you also, you're creating it's with some leeway because, you know, obviously we're humans and things transpire, but you have that. I really like that. And the renegotiation. So that way you don't set yourself up for failure. And then it doesn't then spiral into, you know, your shame. You said you got to let go of that shame. Now you're spiraling into, I'm blaming myself for not meeting the goals. I didn't get to where I needed to be. And then all of a sudden you're down that road again. And it just makes more of bad energy, bad vibes, however you want to call it, rather than being in a positive mode where you're actually making those changes towards your goal. So I think that's a really important point. I never thought of it like that before. And I think that's really important. So that way people can make adjustments and not be so hard on themselves and not feel like they're not accomplishing what they said they were going to do. That changes everything.
Yeah. And it's kind of like fear. Like everybody has fear of doing things, of being visible, of, you know, going to the next level. And yet, like, those people that are successful, they have this commitment to fail forward. You know, like, it's like, okay, I might fail, but if I'm failing forward, the place where I fall on my face is going to be still at least a couple of steps ahead of where I was before I failed, right?
Yeah.
Right? So,
right, you're like, I didn't make it to the finish line, but I kind of fell over it, so technically that counted. So you're like, all right, I'll give you credit for that.
Yes.
You fell over the finish line. That still counts.
Right, and so then, like, it's not the case that I, you know, don't beat myself up anymore or don't experience shame or don't, you know, punish myself. But then there's this awareness. This is like there's this consciousness, this ability to be awake and outside of our normal behavioral patterns whereby we can see it when it's happening and stop it more quickly and move forward. And that's leveling up. That's like leveling up our leadership of ourselves, of our businesses, of our lives, where we then get to be in a space where it doesn't destroy us, where it doesn't take us off the path for an entire year, you know, or years,
yeah,
or months,
yeah,
or weeks, you know, like, where it's like, oh, that thing's happening again, I see it, not going to beat myself up, going to stop for a minute, take a breath, shake it off, and this is how I'm going to move.
Yeah, you don't want to spiral or go backwards. It's we're too long into, you know, a year of turmoil and like some chaos. It's just refocus, go forward. It's time now, and no more excuses. You know, the resources are there. I mean, just great partners like you are all over this platform. So there's no reason why people can have an excuse anymore saying, well, I didn't know. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to talk to. I don't know what that person's about. You know, you could listen to Jenny's show and say, you know what? Okay. I like that message and I need to contact her and find out what else she's doing. So Jenny, do you want to give your website so that people can start following you on social media and get in touch with you and sign up newsletter, all that fun stuff?
Absolutely. And so because I have so many names at the moment, I'm going to give you a couple. So one, my website is theworldofjpkim.com. And JP is just the letters. JP, Kim is K-I-M. And then my email is jenny@theworldofjpkim.com. And I read every email I get. On my website, there's a place that you can sign up for my newsletter. And I reach out to people with that, you know, giving lots of free tools away because I want people to succeed. I really believe that as a race, like the human race, as we self-actualize, there's more love in the world. And I want more love in the world. I want to live in a loving world. That's what I want my legacy to be, is love, you know? And so, so you can find me there. And then on Facebook, if you want to be Facebook friends or communicate there, there is the World of JP Kim Facebook business page. And then my name on there right now is Jenny Inej. And Inej is just Jenny backwards. So it's Y.
Oh, I was okay. I was wondering.
And so, yeah, so many ways. But I have declared that I will have settled on a new brand and a new name by June, by June of this year. So, yeah, even just like joining me on that journey, because I know a lot of women share this, and it's not something that our names are usually handed down through the patriarchal portion of our ancestry, you know. And if you're as old as I am, you know, I'm 50, then it is the case that many women, you know, get married and take their husband's names. And then if you get divorced, you know, like, you know, where do you go? What name do you want? You know, so there is a lot of renaming of women by themselves that isn't necessarily done in a way that's like public. And I'd like to change that also, because there is this like universal feeling, like, who am I? Like, who do I get to be? And where does my name come from? And like, how do I choose it so that like I feel, you know, secure, joyful, and free in my space, like the space I occupy, our physical shroud or our cosmic address that we live in here on Earth? You know, like, how is it that I get to be how I choose to be, including our naming
well,
ourselves.
Let's do this. When you come back on next month, we will find out the progress that you're making on your name.
I love it. So fun to be sharing it publicly, because it is something that I'm like, oh my God, I want to hide. I don't want to talk about this at all, which I know, like, that's what I need to talk about. As soon as I want to hide.
When I introduce you next month, you'll probably tell me your name's George now. I'll be like, all right, whatever, cool. I don't know. All right, Jenny, make sure you jump on the calendar for next month, and we'll have another interesting segment. I appreciate you.
Absolutely, good talking to you.
You too. Oh, so I told you, she's piece of work. All right, let's see here. We're at 12:47. I am we had a couple issues with guests today, so I apologize. We're only having three today. As I mentioned, Randy, mom had passed, and Virginia, she had some technical issues. So everybody's going a little bit longer. Let's see. I just wanted to let you guys know again that the information for today, these guests and all of our partners and every episode for Everything Home is on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Made it really easy. If you just go to the Partners and Patriots tab, all of the guests for this purpose-driven partners segment is on there, and you can go directly to their websites by clicking their name. I made it really simple for you to find all these people, the messages that matter, people you need to know about. You can also go ahead and follow and like us on all the social media platforms, even though they love to censor me. So if you want to be in the know on on what the episodes are, always subscribe to the show, or you can go sign up for the newsletter. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything's right there on the homepage to sign up, bookmark it, make it your new homepage, start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Amazing guests. I think we've got, you know, of this particular segment that we go live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time, we have like 100 guests that we've done in the past 2 months. So these partners are amazing. If you're interested in becoming a partner, it's simple. Here's the criteria. You got to be a good person. You got to be doing good business. You got to do good things. Become a partner. Have come on the show once a month, monthly segment, 7 minutes, quality content. You got it. You know, providing tangible takeaways and tips for our listeners so that you can enhance quality of your life, grow your business, and make a difference. So speaking of making a difference, this next gentleman has got his hand in so many cookie jars. But he is the go-to guy on a lot of different things. It's Mr. Preston Weeks. He's the founder of Operations X, the experts in outsourcing and marketing to multiply your business audience. I know you're sad about your taxes, and this is the guy who's going to get you more money so you can go give it to the government, because they're coming for more of your money.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for having me back on. It's great to be here. Yeah, I love, and thanks for what you do. You know, I appreciate, what you do, being out there and spreading all this great information to people to help people's lives. You know, you're one of the people on the front lines making a difference. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, now more than ever, as I mentioned in the intro, we all got to come together, right? No one's going to help us out. No one's going to take care of us. We got to, people are getting censored. They're shutting stuff down. You know, my whole audience is on the no-fly
right.
list. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Next thing you know, I'm not going to be able to stay at a Marriott hotel because I got a patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. They're like, oh, yeah, we heard about you. You can't stay at our hotel. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So it's all of us, like-minded people that have to come together. And the goal is to just put them all in one spot. That's why I have this resource platform so we can have awesome guests like you. And now we all know I'm not exaggerating because I'm not a fan of Democrats or Republicans. And I've been talking about that for weeks. As far as I'm concerned, they all hate us and it's only us. So what we got to do now, knowing that our taxes are going up and the cost of gas is going up and the cost of everything's going up, because if a corporation's got to pay more tax, guess where it goes to? There goes the cost of the products and services. So now more than ever, that's why I said today is the day we're going to make a change. Everybody is going to, or at least I'm taking this platform to the next level and making the commitment to the audience and to everybody out there who wants to do the same thing. Let's join together and do this. So we need to make more money. You don't have no choice, because I'm not going to give up the little bit of stuff that I do got. So now I got to get more money. So how are we going to get more money, Preston? How are we going to do that?
Yeah, well, I think right now, I think there's never been a better time to invest in yourself than right now. And what I mean is, like, wherever you're at or whatever you're trying to do, like you know, investing in your business, investing in your platform, investing in your podcast, investing in, your advertising, your brand, or whatever it is you're trying to do, but all those business people out there that are trying to do something, right now, all the people that, got their job cut, out from under them, and they're trying to, figure out what to do, right now, there's such a great opportunity to invest in yourself. And, build your own business and build your own things, or adapt it into, where things are going for tomorrow, right? Sorry, did I bleep out there? But adapt it to where things are going for tomorrow. Making that all fit and making it all align, I've done a bunch of different things, but, helping companies doing that, moving from, live to virtual, right? Like I've been a lot in the live speaking space. And so, so many companies have had to pivot and adapt and, to adapt your products to, life that we're kind of going to live for a little while. You have to adapt, because if you keep fighting it, right, you can only fight it so much. There's some kind of things that you've got to pivot, and we can only do what we can do. We can only do what we have, in front of us. I like, what you guys were talking about earlier, like make that commitment, like you said, the no half-ass thing, but I totally agree. People need to jump into action and take that commitment, whatever it is that your dreams are, for your business, for your company, now's the time to do it, to go, okay, how can I, because people are going to need people and people are going to want to connect with people they trust. I think the future of everything is hinged on trust. Like, who do you trust? Who can you, trust? The whole reliability of trust, has been broken down for most people and exposed, to what things really are and what we see or don't see. And it's even confusing for people that are really smart people, because, I see deceptive things happen all the time. And so I think the future of business, or the future of, platforms or things like that, trust, and people are going to migrate to what they resonate with and the personalities that, you know, appeal to them and are warm and connected or authentic. Authenticity, I think, is, you know, the buzzword of, well, maybe not the buzzword, but the at least back end important idea, you know, for 2021 is, you know, incorporating that in every business piece that you do, you know, is authenticity and sharing that. And so, yeah, I am doing all sorts of things around that. I mean, I run outsourcing with my company Operations X and OperationsX.com. You know, we do outsourcing and placing employees. We've even branched out to help people to get into some, you know, hourly type of employees and different options. I'm all about solutions, you know, and that's what people need today.
Let me ask a couple questions about the outsourcing. So as far as if we're talking about growth, you need to bring on partners, right? Whether it is an independent contractor or a company like yours, you can't do everything yourself. You can't work ridiculous amounts of hours, can't do it 7 days a week. So we're making a commitment to make a change in our business at this point. You need to bring on help. So you're outsourcing. Is it realistic in cost for somebody who's just one person, or is it something where you need to have maybe a few employees where you have a little bit more revenue? I mean, my people are always worried about how much do these things cost, and that's why I haven't done it. But once we have this conversation on this show, people find out, oh my God, that's the cost. Like the mastermind or Randy's group, $200 a month. And Randy's history and what his CD is, let's call it that way, is unbelievable. I mean, this guy is Mr. Businessman. So for $200 a month, you could be in his mastermind. You got to be crazy not to do that. That's a great investment. I mean, $1,500 for the social media that Ben was just talking about. So can you talk specifics? Because I want to take away inhibitions. I want to take away people's excuses as to why they don't do something. Because I'm tired of the excuses.
No,
I mean, I'm tired of me making my own, you know?
Yeah, there's three different things I want to hit on that you brought up. You know, one of the things, you're absolutely right. You know, people, you know, I like to use this analogy, right? I like, whatever, I do my hair or something, I can't see the back of my head, right? I need a mirror, because we can only see what we can see. We can only do what we can do. Like, I'm a pretty smart guy. I'm a pretty capable guy, but still, you know, there's a lot of things that I miss. There's a lot of things I don't see. So, you know, that's where we need that help. That's where we need those people, you know, to support us in the things that we can't see, to help us in the things that we're not looking at, and to help us in the things that we're not good at. And so you need to fill those gaps, right? So that's your focus point. People try it when they hire. One of the biggest mistakes, they go, oh, I want to hire someone that's just like me. I want to hire someone that's an entrepreneur and a thought leader and whatever. No, I want to hire someone that's the opposite of me. I want to hire every pain point that I hate doing in my company and find someone else to do that so I can be free and happy and focus on what I want to do and run my business. So that's one thing. And second, cost. The cost is really affordable. You can pick people up. You know, I'd say, you know, what I recommend is don't try and hire someone. You can hire someone for 20 hours a week or more. Because if you hire someone for less than 20 hours a week or more, they're not going to really care about working for you, right? They're going to go want to find another job. And so you're not going to be a priority. So, you know, you want to hire someone for 20 hours or more, and people like to work. You know, these people are outsourcing, they like to work a lot. So you're not afraid, you know, to work. But, you know, you can do that. I mean, you can get a base, you know, position on something, you know, for 20 hours a week and, you know, have it. I mean, on the low end, it depends on the skill sets. I say, you know, there's a little bit of a range, but, you know, you can range from, you know, $5 to $12 an hour, you know, with someone. And so, you know, if you hire someone at $5 an hour, that's $100 a week. So, you know, where the crosshair is, where the justification lies is, you know, what, you know, can I offload in 20 hours of work, and is that worth $100 to me or whatever, you know? And, or, you know, maybe if there's someone that's more of, you know, a technical type of skill set, you know, you might maybe get like an $8 an hour employee or something, you're $160 a week. know, this is someone that's got a college degree, is someone that, you know, speaks good English and has some level of, you know, skill in something, you know, that you're trying to do. And again, for, you know, $8 an hour, so you're $160 a week. So, you know, what could you accomplish? What could you do? What could you grow? You know, or you double that, you got a full-time person for, you know, 320. But that's it. You don't have any payroll taxes. You don't have any, you know, extra costs. You don't have an office expense. You don't have, you know, you got to buy in whatever programs you run. But outside of that, you know, it's very, very low entry. There's no workers' comp. There's no, you know, there's nothing. You know, once your work relationship's done, you know, it's just over. But a lot of times, you know, the work relationships are really great. And so that's where it's a great bridge to people that can't afford a full-time employee to go, okay, I'm a startup, right? I'm an entrepreneur. I'm someone who, whoever you are out there that's trying to do your business. And you go, you know, I want to do something, but I can't afford to bring on someone that costs me $80,000 a year, you know,
right,
to do whatever, you know. So I need, you know, but I can't do this all by myself either. So, you know, it's that bridge and that help and that success, you know, to take those things off that you don't want to do and then kind of push those out and, you know, distribute it to someone that's lower cost so you can really focus on what matters and what makes a difference.
Your particular company, your service is you're hiring people that are costing more money because they have a higher skill set, correct? So, I mean, they're not going to be the $5 to $12 an hour people. I'm just trying to, I just want to be more specific.
We've branched out even more now to, we've recently been bringing in, you know, remote work. So we've had a couple different structures. You're correct. So we were doing only full-time employees are managed in our office. So we have one manager per 15 staff, you know, and so we still do that and we still offer that. But there's a lot of these people that you're kind of mentioning, people that want to get into it, the people want to get their feet wet, the people that don't want to take on someone that's a full-time, you know, person. And so what we've done is we've built a way, you know, to, you know, connect that. So we basically act as your HR team. You know, we go hire, you know, we get the needs of what people are from you, and then we go hire those people, and then we bring them in and, you know, connect the two of you, and we connect all the, you know, pay and everything. And so it's just kind of automated. So you just run the employee. And you know, so we just do all that work
person,
for you.
Right. It could be only one person.
Yeah,
like
you, do it one person,
you don't have to
yeah.
worry about a staff because
yeah.
it's, you don't want that in, you know, that's a big overhead, you know, and a lot of these people just need one person, but it's difficult to find that person. So you're going to do that vetting to find that particular person that maybe will work 20, 30 hours a week.
Yep. So, yep, yeah, we'll find those people and, you know, connect them up and, you know, figure out, you know, what the needs are for the client. And then, yeah, just do, you know, set it up. And, you know, we collect, you know, their last payment cycle before we start doing the, you know, the recruiting. And then that's kind of the down payment. And then when they're done with the employee, then they don't have anything else due. The last payment's already submitted. So it's pretty slick, and we try and make it as simple as possible. You know, because I approach it from my perspective, right? I started with a $1,600 car, and I fought through the trenches. I built that into, you know, a multi-car, you know, business that did $50 million a year. And then I got into the energy, you know, business and did that, you know, water business and did that. Done a bunch of businesses and different things. And, you know, I go, what were the challenges I had, you know, as an entrepreneur, as someone starting up a business? I didn't want to take on risk because, you know, risk is your enemy as a business owner. So, yeah, you know, that's the thing you want to focus on, is how do you de-risk, you know, yourself so that you can grow comfortably. And then you can get into new spaces and you can provide more opportunity for people. So, you know, I had, you know, back-end staff, but I also had like 56 employees in the
crazy.
United States too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's a headache right there. So can you, what about your cost? What do you charge for that? So let's just say that people are listening today. They're like, God, I really need to bring on one or two people 20, 30 hours a week to do, you know, my emails, my scheduling, my whatever. So what do you charge for your services, because I want to give the audience specific information so
yeah.
they can actually pick up the phone after they listen to this and go, you know what, I need to do this, and there's no reason why I can't do it because this person needs to start next week. That's it. I'm
yeah,
done
so,
with everybody's excuses. So let's.
If you've got, if you've got audience members out there that want to start with someone, and you know are willing to, you know, because I always want to work. Here's the one thing I'm willing to. We'll take on people on a low tier. So I'll do $160 a week, employee, 20 hours, $8 person. You know, we can do that. And we actually aren't even charging any extra fees. It's all, you know, included in that, the management and everything. So that's all you're paying. The only thing on top of that is there's, you know, $20 per, you know, head to access the portal, right, to see your employee.
Yeah, yeah.
Their hours, and that's it. So it's just the time and that just the access to the portal, and then you know the down payment of their final payment to get started. So you know whatever their hourly rate is and the time they want to work, you know we just collect their last payment to get started, and then at the time of at the time the employee starts working, we just get that their payment. At the first of the week, right then, and then they work that time, and then we just, you know, set them up so we just bill it right at the you know first of their, you know, 2 weeks or whatever it is, and that so, you know, they have the employee working, they run, we set them up and guide them to, you know, hope to have successful relationships. Most of the problems actually I see are breakdowns on the management side, but there's some simple things that people can kind of do that I coach people on before they get their employee launched. And, you know, it can kind of set them up for success in how to manage. Right.
Well, and the key thing is the personnel's mm-hmm. talent and quality. You've worked with these people before, because it sounds like for this rate, they're out of the country. Most of the problem are all coming from the Philippines, which is fine as long as that, you know, that there's not that much of a communication gap of a language barrier, because that's just common sense,
right?
But you've actually gone through and either worked with them before, or you know how they work, or what certain skills, or they were referred from somebody else, because that's what it always seems like. The good ones are coming from somebody else who's worked with their friends before, is kind of how my experience is with that. But at least that way that you've already gone through the vetting process with them, because that's the hardest part with hiring, outsourcing, in different countries. You have no idea. Just because they wrote it in their write-up doesn't mean anything. Most of the time they cut and paste that from other people's. So you can't believe any of that. And you can't even believe the reviews. So you have no idea. I mean, you're really shooting blind. So if you're taking away those obstacles, which are the hardest part of this, somebody can actually listen to this show and then go to the website or pick up the phone, call you, and get somebody in motion rather quickly, because you have the personnel, or it will take you not very long to find them, because you know something that takes 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it's like all right, I'll just do it myself. But then again, 3 weeks goes by, and then you're right back to where you were. So I'm already at 108. I'm way over today, and I hate doing that to
yeah.
audience, because I
want
to commit to be in that. I want to commit to always just be in that hour, so that way that if they're going to take that break during the day, that they can go ahead and listen. I don't want them to fast forward too much to the episodes. They're like, they're rambling again. Those two. So can you give the website so we can get more people that will take this load off? And I'm going to call you tomorrow, because I need bodies, and I need help. And if you can, people aren't $20, $30, $40 an hour, which I can't do that. And most people can't, this is realistic and it needs to happen. Give your website real quick.
Yeah. So it's operationsx.com. It's just operations plural, like the letter S and then the letter X.com. Or also I have a lot of different things at Preston's Links. So my name is Preston. And so Preston's Links. .com. You can find a lot of different things that I'm working on and constantly updating that. I've got 100 million different projects. <That's fine. laughs>
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I always know you've got your hands in many cookie jars. So, Preston, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. And get on that schedule for next month. And then I promise I will call you tomorrow because you got to help me out here. And then I can be a testimonial beyond belief. And we'll get everybody the help that they need at an affordable price so we can all work together, make more money, and give it to Joe Biden. All right. Okay. You have a good day, my friend. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
All righty. All right, guys, I apologize. I was way, way over today. That's my bad. I was a little off on today's show just because of the day. I tell you, it's not a good day in the country. I don't need to remind you that. Like I said, you know, guys, we're all in this together, and that's why I put this platform together. So I want a special thank you to all of our partners in the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Keep in mind their episodes and their info and episodes are on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click the homepage. The ones for the month are on there. The upcoming ones are there too. If you want to go to the person's website, just click the blue link. You'll see it right there. It's pretty obvious. And they'll go to their websites so that way you can find them. And if you go to the Partners and Patriots tab for this particular segment, Purpose Driven Partners, you will see all of the episodes. We've got about 100 guests that we've interviewed over the past 2 months. So there's this incredible content messages. I try to make some specifics in there so you can put realistic expectations and tips to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference. And like I said, I'm my commitment to you guys is I'm going to take this platform to the next level beginning today. I've been focusing on a couple other things than I shouldn't have been, or maybe I needed to. And like I said, I turned off the mainstream media and the mic. Things have drastically changed in a positive direction because of that. And I've expressed that to you guys a lot. So I encourage you to do the same thing. Under the Partners and Patriots tab, there is the must listen to podcasts, live streams, talk shows, talk radio shows. Check out those guests, those partners. Some of them are going to be coming on our show very soon. I've been working hard at that. Oh, one other thing that I do want to say, and then I will let you all go. And the beauty of podcasts is you can fast forward. If you need to, you can rewind. So even though I'm going over, if you don't want to listen to me at that point, you don't have to. Gosh, where's my notes? Where's my notes? Hold on. God, I hate making you guys wait. Oh, this is what I wanted to say. So just one more thing. Oh, go to make sure you listen and or you subscribe, rate and review. You get entry to the contest, $50 check, so you can spend it anywhere you want. And like, follow, and share us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Now I'm going to be on Gab, and I'll keep you posted on that. I feel like I'm rambling. Oh, this is the other thing. And that information's right there on the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Yesterday, I interviewed an amazing man, he's Dr. Larry Pilevsky. We were going to talk about the coronavirus because our new shift is getting this country open and getting our freedom and our rights back to run our businesses and be able to go out without a stupid mask, which, as we all know, they don't do anything. They actually hurt your health, so you don't want to be wearing those things. They don't help. I'm going to have a bunch of experts on, even though we've had a few on over the past year, but that's going to be our new focus. Getting this country open again. We were going to talk about the coronavirus, but the whole conversation turned into a very deep and thought-provoking episode about human consciousness and being awake, false gods, personal responsibility, the battle between good, evil, dark and light, and why people believe certain authorities, you know, they say, therefore it is. Well, it aired about a week and a half. The light bulb went on for me when we were doing this episode. So I guarantee you this one episode will change your life. And it's in production right now. So I will keep you posted as to when we're going to have that air, but it is definitely something you need to listen to. Unbelievable conversation. So anyway, visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for all the information, for all the episodes, join the newsletter, rate and review the show. I would appreciate it. Don't forget you get to win a $50 check. I will send you a check. Make sure you tune in on Friday, the 22nd at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for another live episode of the segment, Purpose Driven Partners. Learn some tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance quality of your life, make a difference much more. You're awake, everybody. You're awake. Now it's time to go take some action on what we did today. Keep in mind, this is why we're doing the platform, because... I apologize for rambling way over on the time frame today, guys. It's just I watched a little too much of the stupid inauguration this morning, so I'm a little off. I'm a little off. Make it a great day, everyone. You deserve it. We got this. Join us. We're taking everything to the next level.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.